USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It is Memorial Day, a federal holiday in the United States for mourning the United States military personnel who have died while serving in the United States Armed Forces. The observance has been recognized since 1868. Authorities in Lincoln, Nebraska are reporting a mass casualty incident overnight where at least two people are dead and many others are believed to be injured after multiple vehicles crashed and rolled into a crowd of people. The incident occurred at the AmeriCruise event. Twitter user Elijah Herbal.
Oh my God!
Some people were reported to be underneath the crashed vehicles. The National Weather Service has now confirmed that tornadoes touched down in at least two locations in south-central Pennsylvania at the start of the weekend. Investigators have confirmed the presence of damage from funnel clouds in Lancaster and Franklin counties. USA Radio News.
Stress. It never seems to end when you owe money to the IRS. What about the years of unfiled tax returns? Have you tried another tax service and gotten nowhere? Then you need Tax Alliance. Why? Years of being A-plus rated with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints sets them apart. Call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275. Don't wait until the IRS attacks your wages, bank account, your home or pension, and even your Social Security check. Tax Alliance specializes in IRS tax relief programs, including the Fresh Start Initiative, which can finally free yourself from IRS debt. Their tax professionals can file returns, fight the IRS to substantially lower your IRS debt, or possibly even have it forgiven. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
The policy by the Biden administration to discontinue America's energy independence has resulted in serious consequences.
Outsourcing of consumer goods and jobs is a huge concern for Americans as inflation and gas prices continue to surge. Florida Republican Congressman Byron Donalds joins Fox's Sunday Morning Futures to weigh in.
Millions of Americans suffer every single day trying to figure out how they're putting gas in their car and also how they're going to put food on the table. This is the reality of what happens if you follow his economic plans. They are disastrous for our country. They empower China primarily. And also, if you look at food and that food prices are up, one of the reasons food prices are up is because fertilizer is a derivative of oil production.
This comes as President Biden launches an economic partnership with India. Pacific countries. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
The buy one get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The Napa County Sheriff's Office is reporting House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband was arrested and charged with DUI after being involved in a collision Saturday night. 82-year-old Paul Pelosi was arrested after attempting to cross State Route 29 in his 2021 Porsche that was hit by a 2014 Jeep. No injuries were reported. A Memorial Day thank you by 40, President Reagan.
In America, cities and towns today, flags will be placed on graves and cemeteries. Public officials will speak of the sacrifice and the valor of those whose memory we honor. I have no illusions about what little I can add now to the silent testimony of those who gave their lives willingly for their country. Words are even more feeble on this Memorial Day. For the sight before us is that of a strong and good nation that stands in silence and remembers those who were loved and who, in return, loved their countrymen enough to die for them. Yet we must try to honor them, not for their sakes alone, but for our own. And if words cannot repay the debt we owe these men, surely with our actions, we must strive to keep faith with them and with a vision that led them to battle and a final sacrifice.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.